信心就开始长大。
If I was the pastor of a small church, I would be very careful.
我若是小教会牧师，我会真细致。
If I challenged my people to do something.
我若要挑战我的会友做一挂代志
，I would be careful to challenge them to do something I was fairly sure they could do。
我一定爱确定讲，因会当做的代志，我才爱爱因去做。
And then as they accomplished that, I would thank them and praise them.
啊，因若做好，我就甲因多谢，啊，甲因阿乐。
And then I would ask them to do something a little bit larger.
啊，即马就要求因做较大一撮来代志。
And then when they accomplished that, I would praise them for that.
啊，那因个完成，啊，佮甲因阿乐。
And I would plan a series of small steps where they could accomplish things and feel good about themselves.
So, 一家一束啦，一家一束啦，增加，让因感觉，哎，我咱当做较大的代志。
And then one of these days they would be able to do something big for God.
所以有一天可能因会当为上帝做真大的代志。
But you have to start small and build slowly.
哎，你小教会所以开始就较小，无要紧，啊，慢慢啊来。
And we need to start some new groups and new classes in the church.
咱来一个新的班，还是讲新的团体，在咱的教会。
If you don't have many classes for training and education, you need to start at least one.
那就恁无基督徒教育，还是讲同工的训练，恁都要开始有这个节目。
Or at least start a small group where the people study the Bible.
还是讲家庭小组，大家底下会当查经。
And then lastly, we need to involve some new people in the church.
啊，让新人会当参与教会事奉。
We need to reach out to some of the people who have been in the church recently.
这来教会无久的人，爱甲因抓出来。
If people have been in your church less than 3 years, you need to try and get them involved.
就伫来教会还无三年的人，还是办好参与教会事工。
Help them find a ministry where they can serve in the church.
帮因找到一个因会当参与伫教会事奉的所在。
New people sometimes are the most excited about our church.
实在新人对教会是较兴奋。
They may have just received the Lord and they want to serve Him.
可能拄只信耶稣，所以就是足想要事奉。
And we need to involve them as quickly as we can.
咱都爱尽紧来甲因邀请参与咱的事奉。
In that way, they'll feel as though they're part of the family.
安尼因会感觉属于家庭的一部分。
And then they will stay in the church, and the church will grow.
因就会留伫教会，教会就会增长。
In the medium-sized church, we need to develop a distinct identity.
伫这个中型的教会，咱都爱建立一个真特别的自我认同。到底咱是属什么款的教会？
Most medium-sized churches will have one ministry that they're known for.
大部分这款中型的教会，伊有一个事奉是因特别出名的。
People in the community often say about a medium-sized church, that's the church of the good music program.
迄间教会真好唱歌。
Or they'll say that's the church of the good children's program.
迄间教会儿童节目真好。
Or that's the church with the good school.
迄间教会学校办得真好。
But a medium-sized church develops a singular identity that people know about that church.
所以中型教会就要发展一个事工，让整个社区的人拢认定。
If you're in a medium-sized church, look around at the ministries in your church.
你若是中型教会，你看你的教会有偌济事工伫遐。
Which ministry seems to bring new people into your church the best?
倒一个事工带上济新人入来教会。
That is probably the ministry that God is blessing.
那是上帝给您教会祝福的一个事工。
Lift that ministry up and advertise it.
您就要拿这个事工来广告啊。
Put more money behind it and energy behind it.
放更多资源在这个事工的顶头。
Help that ministry to grow.
让那个事工能够发展。
As it grows, more people will find their way to Christ in your church through that ministry.
所以，那一个事工来发展，就愈多人透过那个事工啊，来信基督，入来咱的教会。
And slowly in the community, your church will become known as the church with that ministry.
慢慢，规个社区的人拢会知影讲，这间教会就是这个做了真好的教会。
We've talked about this before, but you need to add another staff person.
刚才咱有讲过，中央教会可能问题就是需要加一个全时间的牧者。
Sometimes the best way to do this is to ask for people to serve part-time.
有当啊，咱可能爱需要一个部分时间的一个同工。
Sometimes you can use lay people in the church who have time to serve the church.
有当啊，咱爱用平信徒啊，有时间奉献来教会事奉。
I used to pastor in San Bernardino.
我捌伫 San Bernardino 做牧师。
And we needed a pastor to help with the visitation and care of the people. But we didn't have the money to pay for the pastor. But we had a gentleman in the church who was 65 years old. He had retired from the United States military. He had been a commodore in the Navy.
Commodore.
In the Navy. He had a retirement income from the Navy. And we hired him to be an associate pastor. We paid him $100 a month. We gave him an office in the church building. We gave him a phone in the office. And we gave him a business card. And a title of associate pastor. He worked full time, 40 hours a week for 3 years. For $100 a month. He didn't need our money. He actually took the $100 and bought candy and flowers to take the people he visited. But he served as my associate pastor for 3 years. Maybe there's someone in your church that you could pay like that to serve in your church. It's important, though, you have to give them a title. You have to give them an office. Give them a cell phone. And give them a business card. They have to be officially a pastor. And many of them will serve you 20, 30, 40 hours a week.
In the church.
Sometimes you have to do a different thing. When I hired my first youth pastor, we couldn't afford him. The board and I went to the congregation and asked them to make a commitment.
Ask him?
We asked the church. We went to the church and asked the church to make a commitment. We asked the church to give money over and above their regular tithe and offering. We handed out cards and asked them to sign on the card how much they would give for 1 year over and above their regular giving. When we collected the cards, we found that there was enough money committed over and above their regular giving to pay for an associate pastor. So we hired the youth pastor. And the youth pastor stayed with us for 3 years. And we never had any trouble paying him. We only asked the people to commit for 1 year. But at the end of 1 year, they were used to giving and they just kept giving. If you need a new pastor, associate pastor, find a way to do it. Be creative. There are many different ways you could do it. You need to use your facilities multiple times. If the facility is not big enough, have two worship services. Consider having a worship service on a Saturday night. Many people work on Sunday. And many of them would like to go to church. Many churches in Southern California are finding Saturday night services very well attended. If you try something like that, the service needs to be different than Sunday morning. It needs to have a different style. So that it attracts a different audience. But you can take the one facility and use it many different times. I already talked about that one.
Yeah, 咱讲了。
Okay, offer multiple worship services.
就是讲敬拜分几啊堂。
If you're a medium-sized church, you need to look forward about 5 years.
那是中型的教会，你那计划差不多五堂。
You need the dream of what God might do for you in 5 years.
就是讲上帝为着咱教会五年会当做什么样的代志。
Ask yourself if your church could be all that God wanted it to be, what would it look like in 5 years?
那阵上帝要咱教会完成，咱拢会当完成的是五年后教会变什么款
？And then take the ideas that you come up with and write them down on paper.
你所想的，你就摕一张纸给写落来。
And develop goals and strategies to move forward and reach those goals in 5 years.
然后根据这个印象，你开始写目标，开始写策略，看要安那做会当达到这个印象。
Most churches that do this reach about half of their goals.
差不多所有教会哪里下来，差不多会当达到因的目标的一半。
But that is excellent.
安尼就真赞了。
Because if they hadn't have set any goals at all, they would have reached none of them.
啊，你若无设目标，啊，你就无半项。
And if they make plans every 5 years, they will, you know, gradually reach more and more of their goals.
啊，你若每五年有设这个目标，安尼是咱的教会就继续往这个目标来行。
You need to improve the quality of your ministry.
咱的侍奉的品质得爱改良。
Each year you need to raise the quality just a little bit.
啊，当年就把咱的侍奉的这个品质啊，给提高一丝啦。
For example, in many of our churches, our sound system is not very good.
啊，比如讲，有足侪教会因的音响啊，这个无甲偌好。
This is a very nice sound system.
诶，咱教会是袂歹啦。
But in some of our churches, the equipment we have is not that high a quality.
有诶，教会迄个声诶品质无好，音响。
We need to raise the level of our sound equipment quality.
所以，甲这音响诶设备爱小可提高伊诶品质。
Some of you have spent over $1,000 on a stereo for your car.
诶，恁诶车迄个音响空几千块诶哈。
Some of your people are spending lots of money for a TV system in their home.
恁厝内迄个电视诶系统啊，空足侪钱。
And when they come to church, they expect the quality of the sound to be as good as that.
啊，来教会嘛，想讲应该音响应该存迄款诶品质才对。
Some of you need to take a look at the nursery in your church.
那么，得爱先我看咱的迄个幼儿的房间。
For many of us, we wanted a nursery that was just adequate for our children.
足侪人是讲啊，都安尼啊，差不多就好啊。
The younger people come to church today, and they want the quality of the nursery to be better.
少年人有幼儿来讲，哎呦，遐袂使。
They will look at the cribs that you put your children in and see that they are old.
啊，因一个看，哎呦，你放迄个婴仔的迄个幼奶，迄老上老。
There are new standards for cribs today.
啊，今仔日遐有新的标准啊。
The bars on the crib are closer together now.
这个幼奶这个花杆吼，伊个距离即马较矮啊，无遐宽。
And this is done as a protection for the children.
这是要保护这幼囝。
If your church has cribs that are older, the younger people won't want to put their children in there.
啊，恁教会迄个伤旧吼，因惊囡仔练出来，所以因的少年都袂来啊。
We need to make sure that the nursery is up to date.
所以咱的这个幼儿的房间，咱都爱可以啊，对时代对对。
We need to look at the paint on the building outside.
啊，看咱外口的油漆。
We need to look at the carpet on the floor inside.
啊，看也开地毯。
You need to make it a nicer building.
啊，得该装修较好看。
As people become proud of the building, they are more likely to invite their friends to church.
感觉这间厝，你感觉真介意的是，伊就较爱来遮。
In the large church, we need to renew the vision.
大教会需要更新伊的印象。
As I mentioned earlier, one of the problems in a large church is that they become complacent.
Yeah, 大教会就是坐在遮。
They forget that God wants them to do a great thing.
And
so they need to think through a new vision for the church. They also need to think about developing an assimilation plan. A large church needs to think about welcoming people even in the parking lot.
And
welcoming them as they walk through the front doors of the church.
And
they need to welcome them when they come into the auditorium. They need to welcome them graciously from the pulpit.
And
when the church is over, they need to thank them for coming when they
leave.
Many of our churches have greeters who greet people when they come to church. But we allow people to stand up and leave and never be greeted as they leave. We need to have exit greeters.
And
as people leave the church, they need to shake their hand and say, "Thank you for coming. Please come again." And then we need to have a process for following up on those visitors.
And
inviting them back to classes and groups. Where they can become involved and to make friends in the church. A large church needs to streamline its procedures. A large church needs to have just one board
and
just a very few committees to eliminate the red tape and bureaucracy. A large church needs to give people permission to start new ministries.
And
not to put a lot of roadblocks in the way of those people. A large church needs to be a permission-giving church. Giving people permission to use their spiritual gifts. Rather than stopping them from using their gifts. A large church needs to offer some events that are need-based. What I mean is that many people in our communities have problems. They have struggles and hurts in their lives. And a large church needs to offer ministries that will minister to many, that will minister to many different needs. If people in our society are drug addicts, we need to have programs to help them. Some people go through divorce. And a church needs to have a divorce recovery ministry for them. Some people in our society have children who have AIDS. A large church could offer a ministry to those children or to those parents. There are many different hurts and problems in our society. A large church can offer ministries to help. If we offer many different kinds of ministries like this, people will come. People are hungry for help for their problems, but also hungry for the Lord. So a large church needs to think creatively about offering many different kinds of ministries. A large church needs to adjust its leadership roles. What I mean is that a large church needs to give the pastor and the staff more authority. In a small church, the lay people can come in and understand the church. And because they understand the church, they can make wise decisions. But in a large church, lay people come into a church, it's too big to know the church. It's too complex to understand all the issues in the church. And thus the large church needs to allow the pastor to make more of the decisions. The reason is that the pastor and the staff are there all the time. And they have a better understanding of the church and its problems and needs. And thus we need to trust the pastor and the staff to make good decisions for us. Lastly, a large church needs to start small groups. One of the problems in the large church is that we find it difficult to provide care for the members. People can come and sit and leave and not be noticed. People can be in the hospital and we don't even know they're there. And the only way to help this is to have all the people be in small groups. When they're in a small group and they're missing, their small group will notice that they're gone. And then the small group will provide the pastoral care for the people. So in a large church, the pastor still provides care. But the pastor cares for the congregation through other people in the church. The future of any size church depends on its next moves.
所有的教会不管大小，就是看伊过来，伊做什么动作。
Your church may be small, medium, or large.
你的教会可能小型、中型还是大型。
But the future of your church depends on the decisions you make today.
这个教会将来就看恁今仔日的决定。
If you decide to make the Great Commission as the focal point of your church, that will be a positive.
那准您决定讲要甲大使命将做恁集中的一个事工，安尼这是正面的。
And if you begin to use some of these ideas I've suggested, it will begin to help your church reach out.
那准您有想要使用他多甲您讲的几个建议，可能会帮忙您教会开始对外活动。
And then God will begin to bless you even more.
上帝开始会甲您祝福更加多。
I would like to open it up now for some questions.
来，今麦会当回答您的问题。
So whatever questions you might have, we'll try and answer.
Okay, there are seven questions here. First question is, our church is aging due to languages and cultures issues. What kind of pastor do you suggest us to hire?
这第一，就是讲，我的教会因为语言甲文化的问题开始老化哈，请问你会当建议我应该请什么款的牧师？
I say, church has language problem, cultural problem, and church kind of become old, aging process. How do we hire a pastor?
Many of your questions are very difficult. Your ministry is a very complex ministry. With the different languages. And the different generations of people.
Well,
a church is one family. And yet sometimes members of the family are of different generations and speak different languages. And our desire certainly is to keep them together as a family. And yet to see our church grow and to reach people, sometimes we have to start different ministries. And of course you do that by having different ministries for different languages. And that is the necessary thing to do. So when it comes to a question like this, it's very complicated. Basically, if you want to reach a younger generation, you probably need to have a younger pastor.
你若要对少年人来接触，你都要找少年牧者。
We need to continue to honor the older pastors.
当然，老牧者个尊重是应该啦。
Sometimes it would be good to have an older and a younger pastor serving together.
Yeah, 让一个较年长的牧者，甲一个少年的牧者做为侍奉，有当有好处。
That would actually be the best way to do it.
有可能是上好的方法是安尼。
That way you could have the wisdom and the youth together.
啊，就是讲各有智慧，啊，各有少年的气力。
But I realize that's not always possible to do.
总是有当有困难。
But if you're going to reach the younger generation, you're going to have to probably use new music and new ministries.
所以你若要对青年来接触，可能你要有新的音乐，可能要有新的不同款的敬拜咯。
This is very difficult for all churches.
所以教会闹这个问题拢真困难。
And I would probably have to know a lot more information to advise that church.
可能这间教会还佫较详细甲我讲，我才有法度。
Okay.
Second question.What would you recommend to do and not to do, and how often to do the evaluation of a pastor? 就是讲，你会当建议啥物会会当做，啥物会袂当做。啊，教会上好吼，寡久会当对牧师做一届的评估。
We have a term. Then you evaluate them
at the end of term.
Okay.
Or next term.
Okay. I understand that in your churches you call your pastor for a term. And then towards the end of that term you have an evaluation. Honestly, that is very hard on the pastor and the pastor's spouse.
牧师甲牧师娘真困难呐。
And most denominations that I'm aware of that do that do not find it very effective.
啊，做这款的教派，我看的吼，效果拢无好。
It causes too much stress in the life of the pastor and the pastor's spouse and family.
牧师甲牧师娘哦，压力伤大。
And doesn't seem to be a healthy thing to do.
所以家家无健康。
I think it would be better to offer lifetime calls to your pastors.
反正上好叫来就可以没完没了。
Love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
By offering a lifetime call to a pastor, they see the ministry as a long-term ministry. Rather than probably as they see it now, a short-term ministry. It lets the congregation know that this is a serious decision when we call a pastor. That we need to call someone that we can respect and follow for a lifetime. Rather than just 2 years. If you cannot call your pastor for a lifetime call, what I would recommend is that you call them for one term, and then if everything is working well with the church in that term, you issue then a lifetime call.
Kind of trial meeting?
Yes.
Okay. 伊讲气氛呐，伊讲做一任啊，一任若拢无问题，应该过来就是怎呢？一世人啊啦。
But I don't think it's good to have an evaluation every 2 years forever.
可能两年、三年都要讲评估一届，这真歹。
It's too much pressure.
Yeah, 压力伤大。
Too much pressure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Third question. In a immigrant church, how do we develop and grow second generation congregation in a multi-language, multi-generation, multi-cultural environment? 就是讲，伫移民的教会，我们要安怎伫多元化的文化，多种的语言，甲真侪代中间来发展第二代的教会。
I don't know. Next question.
Okay. Go ahead. In a
okay. Okay. Next question.
Go ahead.
In your book, you wrote.
伊讲问题真好啦，啊无答案。
you wrote a rules mismatch situation happens to a pastor and a church. How do you see it and cut the relationship so that neither side should waste the precious time? 你哋即係要提高牧師甲教會相處嘅情形，請問你安怎來看？啊，安怎來快刀斬亂麻？哈，無提高雙方攏浪費寶貴嘅時間。
If there is a mismatch between the congregation and the pastor,
yeah, 牧師教會有哪到未來？
I think you need to, the board and the pastor need to sit down and honestly discuss it.
執事會甲牧師愛好好坐落來參詳。
And if they cannot reach an agreement on how to adjust the ministry to make it work.
那就說他們沒辦法找出一個方法互相調整讓這個事情可以順序來進行。
Then they need to separate graciously.
所以他們就要真充满稳定来 goodbye.
The congregation needs to be generous in its severance with the pastor. Severance pay.
会友都爱送一个大红包，请牧师离开。
The congregation needs to treat God's servant in a gracious way.
你离开的时都爱充满稳定。
And
give 将来恁就知。
And give the pastor time.To find another ministry.
好，这个牧师有够时间来是另外一个时间。
I think the answer really is making sure that we have better matches between pastor and congregation to start with.
就是讲，安尼后摆呢要请牧师，咱就要注意啊。
Okay, Tom. According to the bylaw of EFC, the nomination of elder and deacon is in the hands of current elder and deacon.And the pastor has no saying of it. So essentially, they bring in their people. What's your suggestion for this? The 大学的法规是规定讲，现在中级是对现任的中级的提名中间来算出来。所以无需无什么款的参与意见。意思就是讲，因带因的人进来，请问你有什么款？你对这个有什么款的建议？
Actually, pastor is one of the elders, yes.
But without decision making.
But pastor always often refrain from showing his hands.
Okay.
So make the congregation feel that pastor has no say.
Okay. All right. I come from a Western perspective.
我以西方的角度来看这个事情。
And when I was a pastor, I liked to have a say in who was chosen.
我想我做牧师，我唔望什么人要来做同工，我应该有法度参与意见。
I realize in your situation, it may be best that a pastor not have a say.
无定在咱的文化内底，无定牧师点点是较好过。
Because it may make the congregation feel that that's a better decision.
无定安尼会议会感觉讲安尼决定较好。
But personally.I would think that a pastor should have something to say about who is chosen to be on an elder or deacon board.
我自己相信讲牧师伫虾米人会当来做这个同工的候选人，应该有伊表示意见的所在。
As I understand the Bible, the pastor is an elder.
我的了解，牧师是一个长老。
And I would think that the pastor should be on the elder board with a vote.
牧师是小会员的一个，应该会当投票。
With a vote on everything except perhaps their salary.
无定伊的下列以外，伊拢会当投票。
Therefore, they should have a say in who gets nominated to be on the board.
所以投票就代表讲伊有参与伫即个什么人要入来即个中执会。Okay, that's it.
Okay. You talk about the party celebration for church growth. What if people think this is not spiritual?You talk about the party and celebration.
Party
is not spiritual. Yeah. 就是讲，你讲的为着教会成长，会当举行 party 加庆祝，但是那是会友感觉讲这是无熟练，要安怎？
When I say party, I'm not talking about a sinful party.
Party 无犯罪。
I'm thinking about rejoicing in the Lord and celebrating. To get together and to be thankful for the blessings God has given us. And to praise Him and to enjoy that time.
Yeah, 享受那个时间,
I don't know if that's the answer, I don't know.
Yeah.
Last question. 最后一个问题, in a small church, how to encourage the board if they strongly say we don't have enough resources and eliminate programs and ministries? 就是说在小型的教会，那是说中教会感觉说我们无够额的这个资源，所以将一挂属工来停止的时阵，有什么款的意见？
I think that you first of all begin to pray and ask God to bring you more resources. When Jesus looked out at the harvest of people who needed him, he realized there wasn't enough harvesters to go out and win people to Christ. But the first thing he told us to do is to pray that God would send forth harvesters into his field. If we recognize we don't have enough resources in our church, we need to ask God in prayer to bring us those resources. If we want those resources because we seek to glorify Him, He will bring us those resources. But in the meanwhile, we begin to do as much as we can with what we have. You can only minister with what you have. So you use the people you have and you use the money that you have. And you do the best you can with that. All the time praying that God will bring you more people and more money. And as God brings more resources into your church, then you use those in an even larger ministry for Him.
Any questions?
Okay.
Let's get a few more. We have plenty of time, so if you've got questions, let's take
it.
You talk about the change that happened in small church and in large church. In the small church, that is from bottom up. And then the big church is from top down. But what if a big church that used to operate, you know, a lot of people like to operate from bottom up.
Yes.
What can we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
want to
say that? Or?
Yeah, okay.
My wife and I attend a church in Temecula, California.
Temecula.
It's south of Riverside. The church started with 8 families. And now it's been 34 years.
34年.
And the church is over 2,000 on Sunday morning. But we have a problem. Many of the people who are in the church today were also in the church when it was small. The problem is they still think the church is small. So this is a common problem. That a big church will think like a small church. And this will stop them from even greater growth. Gradually, the large church needs to begin to think like a large church. And to act like a large church. And to function like a large church. part of this is that they need to begin to release authority to the pastor and the staff.
其中一个就是爱把这些权交予牧师室的同工。
To trust that this is the person God has called to be the leader of their church.
相信这是上帝呼召来做咱教会的领袖。
And to begin to put their trust in God and into the leadership that they have chosen.
来相信上帝，相信这些牧师。
The key decision that a large church has to make.
这个大教会爱做的上大的决定。
Is to select godly leaders.
就是您来选一个牧师啦。
But once they have selected godly leaders,
你若选一个敬畏上帝的牧者，
they need to follow them.
你就要顺服他。
And not control them.
不是控制。
Allow them to express the vision that God has bringing to them.
用我们将上帝给他们的意象来带我们的教会。
And to help that vision become true.
来帮助这个意象成真。
And when they do that, God will bless abundantly.
你若这样做，上帝就会大大祝福。
Another question is, the church board in EFC, the church board is a church council is officiated by a chairperson who is not a pastor, and pastor does not have a vote right. So in this situation, church asks pastor to lead church. How to solve this situation?
Give me that again.
Okay. In EFC, church council is officiated by the chairperson who is not the pastor.
Chairperson is lay leader.
Not the pastor. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And the pastor does not have right to vote. Does not vote, actually.
Pastors don't vote.
Right. Okay. Pastor don't vote. And if you ask pastor to lead the church, how do you resolve this situation?
Layperson become the chair of the board. Right. And pastor use your...
张志辉是主席主持哈，不是牧师主持，而且牧师无管投票，个别要求牧师领导教会啊，请问要安怎来突破
？Many churches have different ways of organizing themselves.
这个教会组织，大家教会无相。
And I have found that all of these ways work.
所有方法拢极点有效。
As long as there are humble, godly leaders.
那尊这个领导者是一个谦卑敬畏上帝的人。
The key is to have humble, godly people in all of the positions.
这些领导者拢是谦卑佮敬畏上帝的人，安尼就会解决。
People who will put the Lord first and not their own preferences first.
唔是佮家己的爱的来做头前，是佮主放伫头前。
So I think any organizational system can work.
我想所有的组织拢会当做。
However, I will tell you what is happening in the United States.
我讲伫美国安那做。
More and more, the churches are beginning to pass more authority on to the pastors.
即马愈来愈侪教会甲即个权交予牧师。
In fact, when you look at the large growing churches in the United States and around the world,
你看全世界也是美国即个增长上紧的教会。
One of the main things you'll see is a key leader in that church.
就是讲，迄个教会有一个主要的领袖。
And that leader is usually the pastor of the church.
迄个就是教会的牧师啦。
The most of our organizational systems that we have created in the church.
咱伫教会所做出来这个组织。
Have been created because we distrust our leaders.
咱创这个组织，因为咱无信任咱的领袖。
I'm being very honest with you on this.
我真老实。
Because most of our organizational systems are there to control our leaders. We are afraid that they will make wrong decisions. And what we have to learn to do is to select godly leaders and then trust them. If we cannot trust them, then let's do not choose them in the first place.
你若无相信你，你就莫请伊来做牧师啊。
And most of the organizational systems in churches in the United States are being changed to allow the pastors to have vote on everything usually but their salary. So the pastors can exercise more direct leadership in the church.
So the pastors can exercise more direct leadership in the church.
This question probably is similar to the last one. There's, it asks who will be the better to officiate the church council meeting. Okay, I think you answered the question already,
okay,
right?
Okay.
The next question is, our church...
Did you want me to answer that?
You want to answer? Okay, I thought you answered.
Is that a question? Or?
Yeah, previous one.
Okay, oh, okay. All right. The question was who was best to officiate the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. I think that it depends. Some pastors would like to be the chairman and officiate. Other pastors would prefer not to be the chairperson. And I would just leave it up to them. Whoever has the best skill in leading the meeting. We all have different gifts. And if we have people in the church who are gifted in areas that we're not, we should let them do it.
Okay.
Our church is a 40 adults church and only 4 brothers. What kind of pastor should we hire? Will the female pastor better?
Four
brothers in 40 adults church.
What kind of pastor can you hire?
Okay. Yes. Clearly, they should hire a man.
当然嘛, 因为这四个男的,
God can certainly work through ladies.
Yeah,
but if you have a church that has 36 ladies and 4 men,
那这间教会就36个姊妹,啊,4个兄弟,
it will be difficult to get men to attend that church.
这兄弟要来这间教会就较困难哦,
because the men will look at that church as a church only for ladies.
所以说这是姊妹教会啊,
and you need to have then a strong male pastor to attract more men to the church.
How to resolve the ingrown fellowship?
We start by helping the church understand that the church isn't just for us. Jesus Christ.